You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Shipping gacha drive moment. So here it is. Your phone gets lost. Why would you fight to get it back? So for very obvious reasons, our phones are a very important part of our lives. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why when you lose your phone, you just lose your mind.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might find that your phone is in your back pocket and you keep looking for it, shouting at people, "You stole my phone." No. So here's the story of a man. This is a ridiculous story, guys. So this guy was rescued from a mountain twice in 4 days after going back to find his phone. This is according to Sky News. This 27-year-old man, who was airlifted from Japan's Mount Fuji last week, had to be saved a second time just 4 days later, according to local authorities. The climber made an emergency call on the 22nd of April after getting altitude sickness on the mountain's Fujinomiya trail, about 3,000 meters above sea level, and was rescued immediately. But 4 days later, police said they received another call to the mountain after the man returned to look for his phone and other belongings left behind. My question is, when they rescued him, didn't he think about the phone and some of his belongings? What a waste.
No, he was too sick.
Oh, he was
Remember
sick.
Remember the first time he was too sick? So he's like, guys, that's a mountain. There's no way they took my stuff. Let me go back to the mountain and go get my stuff.
So,
but Dumbo forgot that the mountain made him sick the first time. Why would it not make him sick the second time around?
So he goes back again without telling the authorities, listen, guys,
I'm on a hunt.
I'm looking for my phone and my bill. No, this is a waste of money.
They must charge him with something.
This is a waste of money. I don't care.
They must charge him with something.
It's ridiculous.
But the question still stands. Would you go out of your way to go recover your phone?
No, I don't have to.
There's nothing in your phone.
I don't have to.
That's so valuable.
No.
That you would risk it all.
I've got a lot of gadgets. So should I lose my phone, I can go on my iPad and delete this phone completely.
And still retain all of your numbers.
Yeah. So that's the kind of guy I am.
I would go back. The things that I have in my phone are very important to me. Like my shows. Like my...
Your shows are in the...
The phone I'm going to have.
How are his shows in his phone?
Okay, can I finish what I want to say? My shows... My business, some things are in my phone. So, if you find a Milateke skang in and there's a grizzly bear in the jungle, help the grizzly bear, because I'm going to catch my phone.
So the phone is the only gadget that you don't have an iPad, you don't have a computer.
I'm not an Apple client.
But you have
it. No, it has nothing to do with Apple, guys. You can still have a Samsung and have another
tablet.
HP computer, whatever.
My things are not linked.
Why?
That's not the topic. The topic is, will you go back and get your phone if your phone is lost? What do you mean? That's not the issue.
Do you know what's
here.
Crazy? It's the fact that Skumba is literally the oldest person in this room every time.
Literally.
When we talk about gadgets, you are at like 1906. When we talk about technology, you are always the most backward. Do you have Apple Pay on your phone?
No, what's that?
You still can't tap with your phone.
No, I would never. Skumba
is so backward.
You see, like the phone, Yako, and someone picks it up, and now they're able
to
pay
things. They need my face to open it.
They
need my biometrics to open it.
I'm out here to Pakistan can open this thing with your biometrics, man. I know.
Okay,
Trust me, I know.
If only I'm in Atlan, may it rot wherever it falls.
Because now I'm just going to cancel it.
If my phone gets lost.
And there's a grizzly
bear. I am going back to.
Why phone?
I told the security.
Oh, somebody handed it in.
What
a nice human you are. At a club, you're handing in phones?
Yeah, but no, that's the thing.
I don't know. I don't go to clubs either.
Your phone gets lost. Why would you fight to get it back? Even when you know there's a grizzly bear.
There's a grizzly bear.
Help the bear.
Hi.
Teddy bear.
of the airwaves.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Nasham, I'll definitely go out of my way to recover my phone. And one of the reasons is that I can't afford to buy another one. So if I have to buy another phone, I then kuzoba inkinga, kuzoba ne whole nyana ku budget. So I ngizoyifuna ngizoyithola. My if nakhona iphukile ngizoyilungisa. I get it and it's out of the phone.
Yalando mayilahlekile kumele itholakale kumele ifuneke bafithi iy'nthombe yilaphaya ama-message uwhatsapp yamele ilando le foni angisayibali-ke uma songena kuma-banking app-ke imali bezithunyelwa iyalandwa le foni ngeke
na guys I have attachment issues like if ever like my phone get lost like yo I'll go back and look for it I have attachment issues yeah even I'm still crying katabaka like I once lost my J1 even now like now girl and mind you I'm using Z Flip 5 now but I'm still crying for that J1.
I would never go back for my phone whilst there's still such things as Google Drives, emails, clouds. Why would I go back and search for things? You can link devices as well, so like nothing, never.
So a couple of, I think what, 3 years ago, I think I was in Rockville. For some reason, I think I left my phone on top of the car.
Sure.
Right? I think I left my phone on top of the car. So as I'm driving back. When I get home, so I look for it while I'm driving. I'm like, maybe it fell underneath the seat, whatever, whatever. When I get home, I look for this phone. The phone is nowhere to be found. I go on my iPad, find my phone. It says your phone is in Soweto. What's that road, San Ensfield Hostel?
Klapspruit Valley.
Klapspruit Valley. That's where the phone was. But that time, I guess I'm grooving. It's about 2 a.m. I'm like, no, man. I can't risk going back around 2 a.m. Let me nap. First thing in the morning, around 5:30, I'll wake up because my fear was that there are people who jog on that route. So let me go in the morning using my iPad. I found my phone in the middle of the road. It was facing
down,
and it's still working up to this day.
Oh wow!
Find my phone, the magic. Because it directed me exactly to where the phone was. So people were like, "Why are you stopping?" Parked on the side of the road, walked, and there was the phone, and I got it. Find my phone.
Have you told the story before?
Yeah.
I think I'm having deja vu of the
No, you're not having deja vu. You told us a story when we're going to run the Soweto marathon.
Oh!
We're in the car. We're driving in that route.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where I found my phone. Okay. Even when my iPad got lost in a restaurant while I was having a meal, I forgot it there. So when I got home, find my phone, only to find I left it in a restaurant. But the guy who was serving me, instead of notifying the manager and giving it to the manager, he took it home.
So in it loko
koye.
Ya molatella ne.
If I find a bear. That's a bear.
Yeah, find my phone was tracking this guy down at my hill bro. Are a club sprayed after the Baragwanath hospital up to he got to Piri. And the police called him because we looked at the footage. And the police called me and said, Malume, please bring the iPad tomorrow. I know it belongs to Pratlan. I wanted to have a conversation with him. But you could still have a conversation with him when he comes back tomorrow at Lock Collector. That's how I found it.
Wow.
Find my phone.
So, Utswana, let's combine in a nutshell.
Why?
In a nutshell,
did you ever find me in the jungle fighting with a grizzly bear?
No, but this was easy, Komuzo. This was easy. I used my iPad to find the phone.
It was not on the mountain where you get sick.
No, there are no grizzly. Unless we go hostel on a little grizzly bear.
Well, not a bear. Grizzly, maybe. Not a bear, though.
What is it? You'll understand it on Sunday.
Sunday!
You, my phone. Sure. But what would may my phone never get lost wherever. Maybe it should just fall into the ocean and be swallowed by sharks and that's it. And then it stops working because the things that are on my phone. Let me just say they're not for the eyes of the people of the world. They... for my eyes and my aliens. Significant other. Only.
Well, if it's too dangerous, I wouldn't go back because I have insurance and backup. So yeah, if it's too risky, I won't go back for the phone. My life is more important. You're fighting with the bay, I need to start. And this.
Guys,
No, talking about phones, I don't know how many phones I lost. And yeah, sometimes I would forget it in the office. And there's no way I'm going back to fetch my phone. Yeah. I can survive a weekend without my phone. So I leave it there. And I know Monday when I get back to the office, my phone will be there. And life goes on. Life continues.
So here's a WhatsApp from Dikok responding to you, Skumba. Yeah, okay. So you know he's in the digital space, you know. So he says, why is Kumbuzo's behaving like a blueprint Yadi BBT born before technology? Has he heard of closed storage, Dropbox, and OneDrive? Afternoon, Abuti. Oh, he mustn't lie and say Pakistanis can open biometrics on Apple, maybe on Android, not Apple. I let you
have all right, no problem. I'm timing my phone. I'm going to give you.
When you pull away,
I'm a biometrics when you can close an iPhone and they cannot open it. Give it to me.
Can I get a weekend slot? I'm yank.
Who are you? How can you threaten a country?
I'm not threatening you. I'm telling you, Guti, where I come from, Mina. Edikok, I'll tell you.
Pakistan.
Edikok.
Where are Pakistan?
You have no idea who I know at all and how I know them. Give me your iPhone value. I promise you, we value you, Mina.
Edikok, do like
out and about.
Ke
tsona ka fitla
before show event.
Ha o dula
mo jobe. Okay,
I spend 100 rand a fellow ska bolaya dikok.
No.
Oi, vula, oi, yo vula uwe.
Balekanga lokho. Ukusana iphone
vula.
Ngifuna iphone vula ori mfuna ngathi.
Don't threaten me. Cause uthe uzoyivula wena. Uthe uzoyivula wena.
Phone ngibuza ukuthi akakho ukuyenza lento lomuntu lo.
Oh, sabuza ukuthi angakho.
Manje.
Inja akho evula iphone.
Ngithi mina khomotso. Last bank chat isiye la bathi. Last we got a voice note someone angithethi sathi I must not give out uthi bayakho uk reverse ama kilometer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So still ukuthi bafuna ama
payments. What was it for?
So you can open my Apple Pay.
So we Pakistan wena vele.
This is the question.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Your phone gets lost. Why would you fight to get it back? Yay, it's my phone. You heard that lady. Uti, her phone has some things on it that are not good for the eye of an ordinary human being. Sisi, let her phone la. Mina nos kumba si scrutinize.
Yo, guys, na phone yaka. The one time I put it on my lip, I don't know why I put it on my lip. I was a passenger. Then I had to follow her. The phone fell here while into this, one of those things next to the road. I had already made peace for him. I lost my phone. It was in Joburg. And then, you know, these guys that help you park when you're up a boy, and they're like, sister, understand your help. Come on, they came back with my phone. I could see it, but I couldn't put my hand there. So yeah, but I was relieved. Yeah, and then we thank them cash at least because but yeah, it's one of those.
So I remember I once lost a phone. It was brand new. It was 2 weeks old. And obviously I transferred everything from my old phone to this new phone. But it wasn't really a train smash. The only train smash was I just bought the phone and it was new and it wasn't insured. And I bought it cash. And it was quite an expensive phone. So yeah, man, I looked for it and then tracked it for, and it's a Samsung score, but it's a Samsung. I tracked it for a couple of days, and then when I couldn't find it, it was lost. I bought a new one, and I've got all the information I needed that was saved on that phone, because I save with Google what.
Your mother, phones are expensive, eh?
Phones are blind. Super expensive.
Blind. iPhone, mine.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
It's way over 20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why you need to insure. That's why you need to insure your. Is your phone insured?
Yes, my phone is.
Skumba, is yours insured?
No.
Yeah,
oh, that's why you no longer like grizzly bear.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.